Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the Monday morning recap, everybody. Brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. We were live last week from the Masters in Augusta, and, well, everybody called it. Scotty Scheffler dominated.
Yeah.
Absolutely fucking dominated. What do you do? What do you do for Scotty Scheffler these days?
You appreciate dominance.
I do.
You appreciate a man who has the second best season since Tiger Woods in, I think, 06 or something. He just passed VJ's season, so. Yeah, Scotty is going to dominate. Maybe potential Grand Slam this year?
Could be. What happens if he gets the fifth one? Because he got the PGA, right?
He's only won the Masters.
No, I know, but he got the PGA, which players. Is often known as the fifth, you know, major.
That's, no, the PGA here. Is a major.
The players.
He won the Players Championship.
He won the Players,
yeah.
Right.
He's the fifth, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, their fifth, right? Which right. is what we all call it, yeah. But I don't even think anybody's done that.
The PGA is in a month at Valhalla.
It is, but has anybody won the five?
A calendar slam?
No.
No.
No,
he would be the first to do it. We get the Tiger Slam that one time, but it wasn't
Tiger
the same year.
Did it three and then one.
Correct.
With a rollover.
Yeah, in the following year, but nobody's done it in the same year. He certainly can. What'd you think of the Masters?
It's beautiful.
It's amazing,
it's a
isn't it?
Perfect place. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you eat pimento cheese?
No, fuck that.
What?
I don't. Well, first off, I don't like cheese.
Yeah.
On what?
Anything. I mean, I eat pizza, but I don't really like cheese on anything else.
Crohn's. Yeah, you can't do it.
And then I also, you know, I was just busy eating peach ice cream sandwiches and barbecue chicken sandwiches. Yeah, I guess yeah. Barbecue sandwiches.
Barbecue sandwiches.
You're like a barbecue biscuits. Snob and you're eating like golf cart girl fucking barbecue
You've
sandwiches.
You've never been to the Masters, so you wouldn't understand.
Yeah, it's one of those things we get to be there to.
Pimento cheese is the thing. It's
that,
the thing.
That and the egg sandwiches. So
yeah,
I,
but you're just, you just have never been, so you wouldn't get it.
Yeah, that's where I get down is on the egg sandwiches.
Egg salad?
Oh yeah. Huge fan. I had probably five.
I don't
five
like egg
day.
Salad or cheese, so I just went. Loved it. It's kind of like a North Carolina barbecue sandwich, just pulled pork.
Yeah, normal.
That's all right. It is.
Normal. Beers are only $3 there. Sandwiches are $1.50.
No, the fucking beers were like $5 or $6. They upcharged it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Still coming out about $10 a head on a stadium beer.
Wasn't bad.
Easily.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
I actually didn't spend as much money as I thought I would at the pro shop. So
even the prices of the pro shop came down.
Reasonable.
I remember buying the last time I bought, because everybody buys a chair when you walk in. So like 5 years ago, I paid $45 for that chair. This year, I paid $35 for the chair.
Oh. Thanks, nice. Biden.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Bidenomics, man. But yeah, all the prices had come down, and it was nice. It was refreshing to see. I was at a party yesterday in the neighborhood for the Masters, and a friend of mine, diehard Masters guy, had kind of given me some info on it. I was unaware that they don't charge past like 80, whatever the minimum amount is for the production budget. They don't charge advertisers more than that. So that's why there's never very many commercials. There is no logos on the screen at all. And then there's none in real life when you're there.
Right. There's not like an AT&T symbol jutting out of a pond.
Nothing.
No, yeah. They typically, nothing. I would imagine they keep the same sponsors, but they charge a pretty penny for that.
They do. So I think it's $76 million total, but that's what they use to put on the event. And then the licensing fees afterwards are what mm-hmm. is expensive. But apparently, they don't want a lot of commercials during the Masters.
No.
They don't want any logos being seen on screen for anybody else. Also, the announcers are not allowed to read out anyone's logos on their hats, shirts for any of the golfers or any of that stuff.
It's night and day. If you watch a normal PGA Tour event every week, it's a commercial every fucking 3 minutes. It drives you insane.
It's like
worse than NASCAR.
Oh, like it's terrible.
Yeah, it's insane. Yeah.
It's nuts.
But I don't know how. I mean, I watch golf every week, and there's a reason why I'm as miserable as I am. It's probably because of that. And you watch the Masters, and you're like, oh, wow, this is what golf can be. This would make people golf fans.
Yeah, 100%.
PGA Tour just doesn't realize that, and they just run as many commercials as they can.
Yeah, it was a blast, but Scotty dominated the field. And
well, up until a certain point, right? Like, we were at 8 or 9, and you had Ludwig, you had Max, you had Colin. They were all tied with Scheffler, and then they all pooped down their pants. And Scotty, when he makes mistakes, he makes the right mistake. He, like, on 11, he misses the green, but he misses it in the right spot. Ludwig puts it in the water.
Yep.
It's just, even when he doesn't play well, or even when he makes mistakes, he never makes costly mistakes.
No, and the other interesting part about it was, for me, and I don't know if you guys felt this watching it on Sunday, it just didn't seem like anybody was really threatening Scotty. I was like, he's going to pull away with us at some point. Even the live lines, when it was tied, he was still like minus 400 and everybody else was getting like plus 275. It just, it was strange to see, because even though, in my opinion, and I'm curious to hear your thoughts being there, he didn't play that great and he didn't look that great in person, but it was still just better than everybody else.
Conditions were tough. I mean, he was playing fast and firm. It's probably the most firm Augusta's played in a long time. You had the wind when we were there.
Yep.
That was just blowing people out to sea. Mm-hmm. That was great. I don't know, man. Scotty.
Fun for spectators, not fun for the golfers.
No, it's fun.
I enjoyed a nice breeze.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely fun. I love seeing guys that are professional golfers struggle, just because like it's very relatable. But yeah, Scotty, he can play in tough conditions. He can play in soft conditions. It doesn't matter. He's the best fucking golfer on the planet. He's the best iron player on the planet. He's the best short game on the planet. It's just incredible to see. He is the best golfer since Tiger Woods in his peak.
Yeah.
And
I think it's because his caddy is a Christian.
It's true.
Oh, he's a Christian.
Ted Scott. Ted Scott's now got 4 green jackets.
Yeah.
Because he won 2 with Bubba.
But he picked up Ted Scott because he was like, I need a caddy who's a Christian.
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
Yeah. And
Scotty's pretty lame off the course, but if he continues to dominate, then
it won't matter.
He becomes more interesting.
Oh, dude,
I agree.
He is absolutely pure toast.
Yeah.
Off the, like, he is a piece of white bread.
But it doesn't matter. Yeah. If you continue to win and you dominate like this, it's, then you become more interesting just out of.
Maybe? He's always default. Got like Mike Trout vibes. Where,
well, I've got the same feeling about like Pat Mahomes, for example. Like, I love watching Patrick Mahomes play.
Yeah,
and he's dominant, but off the field, I'm not a big Pat Mahomes fan.
There's nothing to him,
right?
He's
same
just
with
there.
Scott,
he's
same
guy.
With Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah,
but when you're that good, you're right. I think the tide turns, and then you start to root for this dominance because we haven't seen it in a long time.
Yeah.
Speaking of Tiger, what'd you think of Tiger, and will he ever compete in any one of these things again?
I mean, I feel like he's got to be beat down at this point. I loved watching him on Friday. Followed him, Max, and Jason Day.
Yep.
For like the first 13 holes, it was, I mean, bliss. It was perfect. Tiger was playing well. He made the cut.
Mm-hmm.
Feel like he expended all of his energy those 2 days just to make the cut, and then yeah, man, he doesn't got it for 4 rounds.
Sunday, he was pouring sweat all day. I don't know if you saw it, but like he looked either sick, like maybe he had a stomach bug or something.
Those hills
that.
Are tough. I mean, Holloway was getting stomach cramps from the hills.
I know. But being there, like you've been there now.
Yeah.
If you don't have a leg injury, you're tired at the end of the fucking day walking those goddamn hills.
My calves were sore the next day.
I know. Yeah. Imagine Tiger Woods. Like, that's nuts to me how he's even able to do that. That course is very, very hilly. The other thing to me, and this is what I love about seeing this, all of these events in person, is you can really get a feel for it. In my opinion, watching all of those guys roll through, because we got to see almost a round and a half of golf total. The LIV guys, to me, I think it really hurts them that they're not playing enough competitive golf and that people don't really care.
They're not getting reps in, right? Like everything they play is an exhibition. So I'm sure Rahm was pissed off this week. Brooks wasn't really in the picture. Hat made a run late.
Cam Smith made a run
Cam
late.
Cam Smith was at least in the picture.
Yeah. Bryson in the picture a
Bryson
little bit.
Bryson was always in the picture, but then, you know, we kind of fell apart on Saturday, Sunday. It is what it is.
Here's my question about Scheffler, and I do say this as racistly as possible because they're like the same person to me from a background perspective. Are we sure he's just not the next like Jordan Spieth, where he's just like this quick window of dominance and then he...
Because Spieth, like highs and lows all over the place. Scotty's been doing this for 3 years consistently. The numbers, like the data at least, shows it's been the same for three
and
years.
And he's just like not...
He's finally winning now.
Even though he couldn't putt, he was still making top tens every week. Where you were just like,
and
all right.
He figured out the putting. And yeah, ball striking wise, if you look at the numbers, it's just been the same.
Yeah.
He wins now. That's the only difference.
Because he can putt.
Yeah. But where you see like a Jordan or even Rahm, they'll get hot for 3 months. And it's just like, it goes all the way up and then it just falls off a cliff. And Scotty doesn't do that. It's just a plateau.
I just feel like there's been a couple like, holy shit, this guy's the best in the world now since
like
Tiger, but it never...
Brooks did it when he won 4 majors really quick.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, Scotty's just been the most consistent.
All right.
And I think this separation, because you do have, you know, 20 or so of the best golfers in the world on LIV, this separation now where they can't play these competitive tournaments on the PGA, they're playing these 54-hole events. You're not, Delco's right, you're not getting the reps for this shit. So, like, I don't know how, you know, some of the best golfers in the world that are in LIV just magically show up at the majors. You know, Brooks was able to do it last year, but how you're going to beat Scotty now at this high a level, like, it's too much, and they're just simply not getting the reps in.
This was expected. I'm not even going to take credit for picking Scotty for the fucking Masters, but I think the true story that came out of this was Ludwig is here. Ludwig arrived.
Yeah, and he's fun.
Yeah.
He's got a personality. He's fun to watch. When that guy knocked that energy bar out of his hand.
And he's making faces. He's just like, kind of like, man.
Come on, bro. Come on.
No, Ludwig's great.
He was a blast to watch. I was rooting for him to win. I popped in a live line at the end there and lost it on my bookie on Ludwig. But I can't wait till he's, you know, takes over. He's fun. That kid from Ohio State's fun.
Shipley.
That chubby fucking Spalding kid where you're just like, all right.
He was so like freaked out for some reason. I remember Tiger, I guess like handed him a piece of paper with a note on it and they asked him about it. And he's like, oh, that didn't happen. What? Like, I don't know if it was a lost bet or a won bet or maybe Tiger's phone number, but he was just like, no, that didn't happen.
Well, Tiger gave, who did he give a tampon to?
And then Justin Thomas. Yeah.
So he does weird shit like that and he's fun.
And then the entire time in Butler Cabin, Shipley was just kind of sketched out.
Did you see him looking at the monitor?
It was like the edible just hit.
I know. He was just like, where am I looking? Who am I looking at? And the other thing too, imagine being a college kid and then you get paired up with Tiger on Sunday.
That's fucking...
Boosh.
Even crazier, imagine being his buddy who caddied for him. You're just shaking hands with Tiger on the 18th green.
And by the way, in real life, he was not a caddy.
Yeah,
he was a child.
Just a dude.
He's just a 20-year-old kid.
Just a fucking dude.
That's insane.
There was one caddy there that's, was it Cam Smith's? Who finished third?
Morikawa and Rahoma. Bahoma's caddy is Joe. He's pretty notorious. He's pretty chill. Pretty
he
cool.
is. There was a guy who finished third here. That's...
Tommy's caddy?
Tommy Fleetwood. That's it.
Tommy had a local caddy, though, because his caddy, I think, is currently, he has health issues. So he had to like pick up somebody from Augusta.
Right. And so the guy ended up getting, because you get 8% is what the deal is. The guy won $86,000, who was just a local at the Augusta Club. And
nice little day.
It was pretty fucking cool. Serious. Yeah. It was pretty fucking cool to see.
Wait, was he an Augusta member?
No, he's a caddy there. Okay.
An Augusta caddy. Yeah. Good. If you do play Augusta, you usually have a local guy that kind of tells you all about the greens and where to putt it. Usually, Augusta's greens are crazy. So, like, if you're looking at the hole this way, they'll be like, no, you got to turn this way and putt this way. Trust me. Just trust me, bro.
Yeah, because he plays, you know, well, he's out there every day with rich people.
Right.
I actually saw a hypothetical. It's like, if you started every hole on the green, but from the furthest point from the hole on the green, could you win Augusta? And I don't think I could.
Oh.
That would require me to at least three putt every hole. I can't do that.
No.
First putt is probably going off the green, and I have to chip, and then it's a whole mess.
I agree. It's virtually impossible over there. The interesting part about this is right after this happened, ironically, Liv is talking about going to a 72-hole format here.
Because of Rom. Yeah. Rom wants it.
Yeah. It makes sense, man. Rom also, you're not getting enough reps.
Rom also believed him going to Liv would bring everyone together much faster than it currently is going with negotiation processes, and he is regretting that.
Yeah, so that'll lead me to my final question about this. Watching Morikawa at the house that I was at, I was like kids and everything on Sunday, people were speculating if he would leave because it's so much money for him around the world as a global guy.
He's not global, though. He's from California.
You can market it over there.
Not really.
You can put him on the fucking billboards, dude.
He's a Berkeley guy.
They just did it to that girl from the Olympics, man. She got a shit ton of money.
That is like Naomi Osaka's from the United States.
Yeah, he's not Hideki. Yeah. Like Colin's an American. He's right. Not.
But it's what you can market overseas.
You can't market that, though.
It's just a face.
Japanese? Like, is he?
He's Asian. Like,
I know, but if he's like Chinese or something, I don't know if you can market, but the Japanese will adopt like Naomi Osaka is fucking not Japanese.
Right.
Like, she's not.
Not at all.
Like, her mom is, she is half Japanese, but like, she grew up in fucking Florida. Like, but she decided to play with the Japanese.
I don't know what Morikawa is, but if I was to guess off the last name, probably Japanese.
That sounds Japanese, yeah.
Yeah, because the last girl that did it for the Winter Olympics, everybody bitched because she ended up doing it for them, but they were like, look, overseas, just because of what she looks like, even though she's a white girl from fucking San Francisco, essentially, they were able to market her and put her up on all the billboards, and they were really able to cash in on her. I wonder, man, because I don't know when this is going to get resolved with these fucking people. So, like, why wouldn't you want more people just leave?
Who cares, though, right? Like, the majors are the only thing that matter at this point.
You think so?
Yeah.
You don't care about the rest of it?
I do. I gamble on everything.
Yeah,
but when it comes to the players now, no. The players don't give a shit about the PGA Tour. Players don't care about Liv. That's why they took the money. That's why they just kind of, you know, wait to the only things that matter, especially in the sport, are just majors, right? Like, we don't care how many regular tour events Tiger won. He's got 15 majors. Who cares how many fucking PGA Tour events Jack won? He's got 18 majors.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see. Aline Gu was that girl's name, by the way. God damn, she made a fuck ton of money over there doing that shit. But yeah, it was a blast. I would go every single year if I could. It'd be amazing to be rich enough to just get dropped off in a PJ and then go back and
forth. It's an abysmal town. It's just an awful trash bag
Augusta,
of a town.
Yeah. It's infamous for that. I mean, the Hooters was great, obviously.
Yeah,
one of the top Hooters in the nation right there.
One of the best. They actually flew in some of the top waitresses.
They did.
For the weekend.
That's a true story.
Our waitress was from South Carolina, and she's like, yeah, they flew me in.
I have no doubt about that.
But you'll be happy about this. So Daly got rained out.
Yes.
Yeah. It was on Thursday, and he got stuck inside. The night before, we were supposed to do the Braves game. That got rained out as well. Rain for 10 minutes, Bob. And
for the Braves game?
That's it.
It did dump, though.
It dumped for 10 minutes. That was it. Yeah. At 10.
Yeah.
And then that's
at 10
it.
In the morning?
No, at night.
No, okay.
But still, 10 minutes. We had amazing fucking sea. I still have not been to the goddamn new ballpark. Nothing, no one. So you didn't miss anything there.
All right. Thank God.
Still have not seen Truist.
Yeah.
Didn't get to step 1 foot inside.
I saw it. It looks like a, pretty run of the mill stadium. Kind of a, from the outside looking in, just kind of a slap in the face to architecture in general.
Oh my God. It looked beautiful.
When was the bank built? When was Citizens Bank Park built?
Early 2000s, every ballpark.
It's the same fucking thing.
No, our ballpark's better.
No,
it's in a parking lot.
Isn't. Yeah.
All of our ballparks are in the same vicinity. It's a venue.
Soulless.
It's three parks, and then
it's a mall.
Xfinity Live.
It's a mall at that point.
No, it's actually just convenience. It's actually really nice.
You can
walk from Phillies game to Eagles game or catch a Sixers game all in the same day and then go to Xfinity Live and get fucked up.
Yeah, you could.
That's what the battery's for.
That's what the battery's for. We didn't get to go. Didn't get to step 1 foot inside that goddamn place. At least because I went to the new Yankees stadium the first time I went there. It rained out, but they let us in. So we got to at least drink beers and, try out everything
for
an hour. And same thing, rained for 10 minutes.
If they don't know for sure, they'll let you hang out for a while. Because I've been to games where they're like, yeah, come on in. Hopefully we play. And you get drunk for like 2 hours on way too expensive booze. And then they're like,
That's what I was hoping for.
At least that.
Yeah, because we had club seats and all that bullshit. Yeah, miserable. WNBA draft is tonight. What are you guys doing for it? What are you doing for it, dude? Well,
nothing. Delco. Not a goddamn thing. Let's talk about the fucking weekend.
Delco, this is the WNBA, man.
God, the greatest knockout in the history of the sport happened this weekend, this Saturday, UFC 300. And we're talking about Caitlin fucking Clark?
Yeah.
No.
She brought in more ratings than UFC 300.
It doesn't matter. It was not if you go off Dana metrics, right? Like, it's all about social media interactions. Mm-hmm. And everyone saw the Max Holloway knockout.
I probably saw that knockout up like 100 times on my feed that night.
It was fantastic. So we flew back on Saturday afternoon. Perfect timing.
Yep.
Got to see the entire card. One of the greatest of all time.
Got to the studio and threw on my phone the Figgy Smalls Cody Garbrandt fight, which opened up the card on the early prelims.
Mm-hmm.
Not a single bad fight. The greatest card the UFC's ever put together. Great production. It's like if the UFC actually tries, they can put on some of the best events out there, and it's why we get on them for putting on Apex cards all the time. It's like
I just don't understand. After watching a card like that, yes, you could do that every fucking weekend if you wanted.
Not every weekend.
They just don't.
But there's no reason to have a UFC event every weekend. You kind of dilute the product. So
would you do it like boxing then? Because boxing, you know, those guys only fight two or three times a year.
I just do two cards a month. Two cards a month is good.
Okay.
I think you can put on 24 good events.
I wouldn't mind that. But the Holloway thing, we'll get into it now. He's up. He's up massively. He could have just ran around and called it. Instead, he said, look, fight me. Let's go toe-to-toe, middle of the ring, and then knocked him the fuck out.
He was up. He was going to win 4-1 on the cards.
Correct.
And he's like, nah. Meet me in the middle. Let's go. I'm going to give you your 10 seconds. You can knock me out if you want. I'm going to risk it all here. But Max, that's a legendary moment. Knocks out Gaethje cold. I thought Gaethje was dead.
So did I
literally thought Gaethje died.
Yeah, it was wild.
He landed on his neck really, really awkwardly. And
I think it was poor sportsmanship. It's just further proof that these people only care about violence. And I'm boycotting the UFC.
It could have been a $1 million baby type sitch with his neck. I looked at it and I was like, yep.
Well, it was a $600,000 situation for Max because he got the fight of the night bonus and then he also got a performance bonus.
Yep.
So
$600K. And then Dana afterwards, I don't know if you saw the presser, said that was the greatest knockout in UFC history. Do you agree with that?
Being a prisoner of the moment, yeah.
Same.
There's plenty of, you know, equally probably big knockouts, but I just can't off the top of my head. I just want to be a prisoner in the moment.
There was 1 second left on the clock.
Yep.
And I mean, the whole thing was fucking perfect from start to finish. Even when they cut to Izzy and he was just like, oh, bro.
I mean, Topuria, who Max is going to fight next, was like, he like shit his pants.
Yeah.
Like watching it. He was just like, oh no.
Yeah.
That's where I got to fight. Fuck. Like, cause Max was never really known for his power until like the last fucking three fights. Like, he just starched Korean Zombie on his retirement fight. Does that to fucking Justin Gaethje. And it's like, wow, all right. Max might be a different fighter now. He's only 32. He's got a lot of fucking miles on him because he's been fighting forever, but he's only 32.
Mm-hmm.
And he can, you know, beat Taporia. He could fucking fight Islam if he really wants to. He's got a lot of options. He can fight Connor. He can fight. He has a lot of things that he could do and make his own call. So
speaking of Connor, they did announce at the presser afterwards. Dana said that it will be UFC 302.
This is still not official. He just said today it's not official yet.
Oh, he said it's not official. Yeah. He announced it and it was June 29th, I believe. So what are they waiting on?
Connor to sign.
Oh, still to sign?
Yeah, Connor. Okay. Connor does whatever he wants. I don't think Connor's ever going to fight again.
I do. What's weird to me, and I'll tell you why I think he is looking at his social media that I follow, he looks noticeably smaller, like he's off the fucking gas for right now. I don't know what their testing is. I know USADA's out of there, but he definitely is smaller, and he doesn't look like he's on so many steroids. So maybe he's trying to fight. I'm not really sure.
And then my favorite moment of the fucking entire card, though, Jiří Procházka just being like, I don't care that you are more technical and that you are hitting me. I do not accept the pain.
Yep.
He had his hands down. He's like, you can hit me in the face all you want. You can kick the fuck out of my leg all you want. I will simply will myself to knock you out. And he did. because he's a fucking he's this crazy Czech Republican self-proclaimed samurai, and you know, Rakic questioned whether or not, like a logical person, right? He's like, you're just a guy from the Czech Republic. He read a book and he thinks he's a samurai. He's a little bit nuts. And Jiří Procházka did not take kindly to that. And he's like, I will end you.
Yeah.
And that is the best thing. If in this sport, we need more Jiří Procházkas. We need more people that are like, all right, fuck it. We're just going to ball out. We're just going to fucking, I'm going to be a crazy person. I'm going to be a lunatic. And you will simply not hurt me.
No, it was fun. The other girl who came back to life was also fun because she was dead. I was convinced she was dead, and then they somehow brought her back to life right before the round ended and were able to get her upright.
Oh, and the the co-main.
Holy shit, dude, because she was choked out.
Yeah.
Didn't have any oxygen, nothing, and then her people lifted her up, got some ice on her face and shit like that, and was able to fight again, even landed a couple decent shots before eventually losing. But I thought that girl was dead.
It was a good fight, too. But the air was sucked out of the fucking entire venue just from the Max and Justin fight. Because how do you follow up that moment?
How do you do it?
And then Alex Pereira gets the dub, gets the knockout.
First round knockout.
Could, honestly, even with a broken toe, could headline next month in Brazil at 301. Doesn't matter who he fights because, like, he is Brazilian. He's a champion, two title champion. He was a champion at middleweight. Now he's a champion at light heavyweight. He can do whatever he wants too. He can have line 301. He's good to go. He barely broke a sweat against fucking Jamal Hill, and it was great because he got kicked in the nuts. And Herb Dean comes in to be like to stop the fight, to be like, hey, you can get your 5 minutes to
catch your breath,
catch your breath, and maybe. And Pereira called him off. He's like, no, and within 10 seconds, then knocked out Jamal Hill.
Yeah.
He's just like, no, I got this.
Yep.
I don't care that he kicked me in the dick.
And then just fucking rocked him. But what a blast that whole goddamn card was, dude. Great weekend of sports all the way around. And then you got the WNBA draft tonight.
Right.
So can't forget that. And as always, we're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. If you are betting on Caitlin Clark tonight, I think the odds are minus like 10,000.
Yeah, to go one overall.
You do not get odds for that. There's no way they even have it on my bookie.
They got it. There's odds for everything, dude. They got it over there. Tons of stuff to bet on here, which we'll get to after the sponsors. NFL draft. So those odds are out. And I know everybody's amped for their favorite football team and who you're going to get. We're doing a massive live show here for my bookie from the studio with Derek Wolf. Derek Wolf is our new co-host on the NFL show for this fall. He will be in studio that night making picks with us, having some fun, having some laughs. He was with Travis Kelce over the weekend, boozing. University of Cincinnati on stage, and they're homies and best friends. So we'll get the real story there, because I know people on the internet were kind of pissed at what Travis did, drinking a beer on stage after getting his degree. Fuck off.
He was also at Coachella this week.
Of course, why not?
With Taylor,
yeah.
What a dream life.
Giorgio got within 50 feet of them.
Really? What did he say?
He just said they're beautiful. They're beautiful people.
Yeah. They are. Wish Holloway was here for that, you know, just to hear it.
Yeah.
Just to hear it. But a ton of stuff to bet on MyBookie.com. So that night, dude, you guys remember last year or years past, one episode was so violent, it was deleted. Falcons, man. Fucking Falcons, bro. And I'll get your takes here in a second because the new mock draft just dropped. Really fucking funny. So you can start betting on this shit and win a ton of money. Last year, I won a shit ton of money picking Bijan Robinson to the Falcons. That came home for me. It was great. And then shit, who do we got in golf this weekend? Where are we at?
Harbortown. It's actually, I believe, an elevated event. So, big names are playing again.
Great. Okay. Yeah, awesome.
Back-to-back weeks.
Tons, man. Tons to bet on. Delco, I gave you, Scotty, and I said you could take that victory. I'm letting you have it.
I'm not taking it.
You should take
it. I'm going to do an honorable thing. I still only have one win this year.
No, don't do it. Take it. Here's my honest opinion on Scotty Scheffler with that bullshit. You still have to go out and perform. And I felt the same way about Barry Bonds. Yeah, he was on fucking steroids and everything, but you know how hard it is to hit a fucking home run every goddamn at bat? Like, yes, we thought Scotty was going to win, but you still got to show up and do it, and nobody else could fucking do it.
I'm not taking credit for that.
I would.
Scotty, Right. Congrats, but it's not a win for me.
Know that I left it out there, but bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit up to $1,000. Get off the couch. Get into the action today and turn your love of sports into your new side hustle at mybookie.com. Next up, we got firstform.com/drinking bros. I just took the microfactors. So in the last show, if you were watching fake news, boom, here they are. They come in this beautiful little box there, little trap door, and it just spits you out the essentials, already divvied up for you in a nice little plastic pouch. Got to take your vitamins every day. Let's face it, we all don't eat the way we want to, work out the way we want to every single day. However, it is important to get the essential vitamins in it. This takes the guesswork out of it for you, and they just do it for you here. What's in it? We got the antioxidants, the CoQ10s, the multivitamins, fruits and veggies, EFAs, and the probiotics. Check out their new liver detox after a weekend like this. Daddy needed to pop some of those down to get back on track. All their supplements are excellent across the board over there. Best energy drinks in the biz as well. And when you go over there and you buy some stuff at firstform.com/drinkingbros, you're going to get free shipping on orders over $75 over there. And it's a big boy savings, dude. You start getting energy drinks in there. Next up, we got drinkingbrostickets.com. We got tickets for everything. That's where we got our master's tickets. I want to give a shout out to our partner in that company, Benny. Easy experience, even for the masters. So yes, all of these big events, bucket list items that you want to go to every single year, we have them on there and you can just buy them. Now look, it is an aftermarket, so the prices will be up and down. However, let's say the Masters was your bucket list on Thursday. The weather, wasn't a full rain out. People got to play at 11 and they played up until 8:30. Tickets were $500 that day, that morning, because they thought it was going to be rained out. So
that's a fucking deal.
Oh my God, dude. There were so many people. One of my best friends from college was like, bro, God, I went to the Masters all day. It ended up being a beautiful day after 11 a.m., but we got rained out in the morning, so we got everything. You want Taylor Swift tickets? Those are on sale. Very, very fucking pricey. She's coming to New Orleans in September.
Taylor?
So, yeah.
Oh boy.
I know.
Wait, we're taking a company trip?
When?
6K for lowers.
What right day?
Now. 6K for lowers.
Is it Labor
it's
Day weekend?
It's a weekend, yeah. I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
Labor Day weekend is gay Mardi Gras.
Is it really?
So Taylor descending on New Orleans the same weekend as Decadence. So it's called Southern Decadence.
I know where Rob's going for Memorial Day.
Where at?
Labor Day.
Labor Day?
Yeah.
Let's
taking
see.
His wife.
Yeah. Are you? Let's see where these fucking tickets are
up
for her. I'm just at a, now I'm curious now.
I'm just saying that's going to be, that goes from like gay Mardi Gras to gay Nirvana if Taylor Swift is in.
Is she
town.
A big symbol for the gays? She's not like Lady Gaga.
Gay dudes love Taylor Swift, love especially basic white gay dudes.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. They love her. They absolutely love her.
You always
here.
Forget about the basic whites.
Yeah. They don't get represented like they used to.
The basic white gays.
Yeah. So right now she's overseas through, Bob. When's the Wimbledon?
June.
Right?
June to July. Mid-June to mid-July.
She's playing Wembley Stadium.
Get your passports. We're going to Wembley.
In London, June 22nd. So you could see Wimbledon and Taylor Swift.
All day at Wimbledon, then
my
Taylor
God.
At Wembley. And, my God.
We need to make a company trip solely to have Holloway at Wembley.
He would never do that. He would never do it. I sent somebody a buddy of mine to, he got Wimbledon tickets last year off of drinkingbrostickets.com. He had a fucking, he goes, bro, it's the best. He said it's incredible. He said there's private restaurants inside there.
Yeah, it's a whole crazy
steakhouses
whole crazy
and
thing.
All kinds of shit.
I mean, the All England Club is, I mean, probably not quite as crazy exclusive as Augusta, but it's its own, you know, high-end situation as well. Whereas, like, the U.S. Open is just a fucking party. Like, it's, you know, in Queens right next to the fucking Met Stadium. And Australian Open's kind of the same way. It's like a part. It's more like down-to-earth party. But, yeah, Wimbledon is, you know, definitely the upper crust crowd.
All right, so if you're out there and want Taylor Swift tickets, she's going to Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. Not a great stadium, in my opinion. New Orleans is October 25th.
Ah,
26th, 27th. So you could stay for Halloween after
take
that.
I could take my wife for our anniversary.
Yeah. And then, oh, gosh, to close it out in November, she's going to Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis.
Ugh.
Been to that stadium a million times. Not worth it. Nothing in Indy is worth it for that. Head on down to New Orleans if you can. But you can buy everything, anything your heart desires on drinkitbrostickets.com. It's about $10 cheaper than StubHub. Last but not least, heartafseltzer.com. Big thank you to Ryan Mills here. Just added another Kroger down in Houston. 1035 North Shepherd, Houston, Texas. Also ever added the Proletariat. 2221 Market Street, Galveston, Texas. Brand new HEB in Alliance, Fort Worth, Texas on 3451 Heritage Trace Parkway. Also a new HEB in Rockport, Texas near Corpus Christi out there. So shout out there. We're in 75 HEBs now in the state of Texas for Hard AF Seltzer. Couple Krogers down there in Houston. All the Piggly Wigglies in Alabama. And yes, we are live in Georgia, Florida, Tennessee, North Carolina, Alabama, Texas, and Ohio. Go to the store locator on hardafseltzer.com. Type in your city or zip code. It'll take you to the closest location nearest you. We just used it when we were in Georgia last week. Grab a 12-pack of Hard AF Seltzer. If you're not in one of those states or one of the surrounding states, we still ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. There's some special edition cans that are going out this fall, which we'll be able to talk about here at the end of the month. And those you're going to want to order right to your house. I can promise you that. We're going to be able to do it over there. We're also in every single Total Wines, by the way. Just keep it easy. All throughout the Southeast. We're going to switch on over to this new mock draft here. I mean, am I fucking crazy here? So I'm looking at this. This just came out about an hour ago. Caleb Williams at one. I think we're all fine with that.
Yeah, whatever. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody here really thinks Caleb's going to be a total bust.
I don't, except for Dan Holloway.
He might not be, you know, amazing. Like, who knows? Because it's always a little bit of a mystery. But yeah, it's a fine first
pick. He'll be fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's but if he's a bear, you can't really be that good.
No. No, you can't. Here's the shocker for me.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're going to say. Well, I know who you're going to talk about.
J.J. McCarthy at two. At two.
To who's two again?
The Commanders?
Yeah.
Really?
Guy's a winner.
God damn it.
Guy's a winner.
I wouldn't expect JJ to be good under like Cliff's offense. I would imagine he would want somebody more. I guess JJ's kind of dynamic, right, with his legs and everything.
Yeah.
So maybe.
He can't throw.
Guy's a winner.
All he does is win.
Oh, God. I mean, it's
he's going to be a better pro than he was a college player.
But
I don't know. I was so wrong on Michigan that I have no idea what he's going to be.
I was right on Michigan. So it was about me and you picked that on the prediction show this year.
I thought they should have won it all the year before. Like, I thought they shit the absolute bed the year before with losing to TCU. But yeah, I thought felt right.
Yeah.
Dude, I think JJ's going to be good. I really do.
Look, he wins, but it wasn't due to the quarter. I mean, it was just soft serve kind of quarterback.
He didn't throw
shit
against Penn State in the second half.
No, he didn't throw against Ohio State. So, I mean, I think he had one pass the second half against Ohio State.
He could be better. I don't know. We'll see.
At two, though, you got new management at the Commanders and all that other shit. Like, that's the guy you want to take?
Maybe that's who they're falling in love with. I think a lot.
Do you think he's better than Sam Howell?
Man, I don't trust a North Carolina quarterback. I'm sorry.
Interesting you say that.
Drake May.
Not there at three. In this new mock draft, they got Jaden Daniels.
Well,
going to the Broncos.
I would rather have
the Broncos could trade up for three and have Jaden Daniels.
I would rather have JJ than Daniels.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that.
That's gross.
I think Jaden Daniels is going to suck.
No, I know you do. You've said it 1,000 times.
But I think
JJ McCarthy is going to suck.
Let me just restate that I think Jaden Daniels is going
to
suck.
It's a little suspect. I mean, all these dudes who were playing on as close to easy mode as you could be on offense, you know what I mean? They're all a little suspect to me, which is Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams. And a lot of those OU quarterbacks, like any Heisman winner almost, really, right? Like a lot of dudes who were just throwing to five stars, dudes who were faster than anyone in
the
secondary.
They're not throwing in windows. They're throwing to wide open guys.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, they're expecting potentially the Broncos to pick up, and they're saying Sean Payton really likes them.
Well, I mean, Sean Payton's there now, so maybe it'd be better, but man, Elway's been ruining quarterbacks for a while.
Long time.
Yeah. I don't trust it. As long as the Broncos are run by John Elway, who I grew up idolizing and loving, man, he can't run a team. Like, so I, that's
why'd it. Why'd you like Elway?
He was great. I don't know. He's cool. I didn't have an NFL team for a long time.
He's a bit of a cocksucker, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, yeah, in real life.
In real life, I've heard.
He's a giant dick.
No, I had a buddy who played with his son. I had a fraternity brother who played with his son in high school football, and he pulled all the kids aside. This is like in 2003, so right after he retired. And he just goes, like, they're all over his house, like freshmen and sophomore in high school, something like that. And he just pulls them all over, and he's like, if you're here because of me, you can get the fuck out. Paraphrasing, I forget it. It was basically, that was the sentiment. He was like, you can just fucking leave.
That's great, dude. Yeah.
And they're like, we're here for Jack, dude. Calm down.
Yeah.
It's his kid's day. But
that's funny. Yeah, that seems like Elway.
I've heard some stories too from I had somebody that used to work in the Broncos organization.
He was a cocksucker.
Yeah, it sucked. Yeah.
I've heard some of those stories as well. Not a huge surprise. For Marvin Harrison Jr. to the Cardinals, that makes sense to
me. Good. Don't overthink it. No. Draft a Hall of Famer.
No.
I mean, Neighbors is going to be good too, but I mean, Marvin's just, he's just guaranteed.
Glad you said that. So at five here, this is where it's interesting to me. So this is the Chargers. Harbaugh's got a new team, all that other shit, and he's picking Joe Alt.
Taking a lineman?
Offensive tackle.
That makes sense for Harbaugh.
But Malik Neighbors is on the board there. How do you not give Herbert Malik Neighbors?
You get him protection, right? You get him a fucking cornerstone of your offense for the next decade.
I mean, does having weapons without a line really work? I know Burrow kind of made that miracle run to the Super Bowl one year, but what's the rest of his career been? It's been a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
I just think it's, man, it puts you to sleep for sure, because football is not like any other sport where there's some excitement to every position, right? There's a lot of boring. Even picking like even picking Ed Reed in the draft is boring, and Ed Reed's fucking sweet.
And
you know what I mean?
When Harbaugh has a guy that is dynamic, he usually tries to play him both ways. It's like you're playing offense and defense.
Yeah, just let, you know, if the boring pick is the right pick, make the right pick. Make the right pick.
If Malik Neighbors is there at five, I take Malik Neighbors all fucking day long. That's nuts to me. Because they lost, due to the cap, they lost all the receivers.
Yeah, they lost weapons for sure.
Keenan Allen's gone. Mike Williams is gone. Who the fuck is he going to throw to then?
Who cares, man? If you're a real quarterback, you don't need weapons.
That's kind of true. Like, really.
Somebody brought that up over the weekend regarding Mahomes, and they go, look, man, he did it without weapons, so fuck you.
Yeah.
You do it without weapons, because Josh Allen has now lost his entire team. Herbert has lost his entire team because of cap issues. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you got that guy there, come on, man. That's crazy to me. Down there at seven, offensive tackle for Tennessee Titans, Talese.
I don't
Fuaga.
Couldn't possibly care. Tennessee Titans are the offensive tackles of organization.
Yeah, they might be the most irrelevant franchise in football right now, I think.
Yes.
Now that Vrabel's gone, I couldn't There's tell you one there. Thing about that organization.
I love Derrick Henry, and he's gone too. Yeah. So, like, sweet, man.
Just put me to sleep, dude. I don't give a fuck.
Maybe
about
Levis
them.
Will be good. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't care.
Don't care.
Probably not.
Yeah, this Fuaga guy. I don't give a Fuaga about him. Falcons at eight here. They've got Jared Verse. I can tell you I'm already pre-betting on Dallas Turner in that slot. And I'm betting heavily. Don't ask why.
I mean, if Malik's there.
Don't ask why. Well, there's no way he'd be there.
But if he is.
He is, yes.
You just read it,
yes.
Right?
No, he wouldn't be. He's drafted at this point. Going to New, the New York Giants.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah,
Malik Neighbors to the New York Giants up there.
Wouldn't like that.
I wouldn't like it for Malik. Yeah, yeah.
God, that'd be awful. And then here's the crazy part. Drake May still on the board at nine, and they've got him going to the Vikings there. Now, I understand it. If you're the Vikings.
They need a quarterback.
They need a quarterback. You take him. If he's there at nine, that makes all the sense in the world to me.
I think Drake May is going to be solid.
It could be all right.
That's a better situation to go into than most of what's...
It's better than Sam Howell.
Ahead, yeah.
So this has them trading up to do it, and then rounding it out. God damn, Brock Bowers at 10 to the Jets. That'd be great if he was there for Jets fans. Holy shit. Brock Bowers is a fucking animal.
I mean, if Bowers is there with all the weapons they still have, plus maybe Aaron Rodgers...
Nope.
No? You're not playing?
He'll tear his Achilles again.
Yeah, probably.
Something's bad's gonna happen.
He'll get hurt.
Whatever the universe decides is what will happen.
And then they're predicting the Bears to trade up here to grab a Odunze. I don't I don't think that's going to happen, but either way, it's going to be a fun-ass fucking draft.
Do they have a line yet?
Not to my knowledge.
Well, they don't really have weapons either.
But, like, they don't really again.
No, they got Keenan Allen, so they traded for Keenan Allen.
Is Keenan Allen a weapon at this point? He's fucking old.
He is really fucking good. I can't remember him not having a 1,000-yard season, but he also had a great quarterbacks for ever. So I don't know.
How old is, I mean, I'm sure he's much younger than I think right now, but I think he has
31 or 32.
He has a lot of mileage.
Sure does.
Yeah.
31 or 32, doesn't really get hurt, so he's played a lot of fucking years over there. We'll switch on over to basketball. Speaking of not getting hurt, your boy Chet, dude.
Mr. 82.
Yeah. I'll give it to
number
you.
One seed.
I'll give it to
number
you.
One seed, 82
played
games.
Played all 82 games.
Number Chet one seed in the Holmgren. West and still 16-1, I think.
Now,
the title.
Joel, yeah. I know you don't know the board that well over there. Press one of the sound buttons and let's just see what
yellow.
It is. It might be.
Yellow.
It might be. Crime Corner. Yeah, dude. Or no, that was Nature Nook. That was Nature Nook. Good.
Even better.
Yeah. So Chet's in it. They're a one seed. Are you guys betting on the NBA playoffs here?
I'll bet.
Who do you got?
I kind of like the series too. I like to bet on game ones, and then I like to kind of maybe see how the series shakes out a little bit. But I won't bet on the playing games. That's a fucking crapshoot.
No,
I don't know though.
I have the Lakers to win the West.
So here's
you're the long held future ticket, right?
Future ticket on them at like 20-1 to win the West.
Here's where this gets interesting. Okay, so tomorrow night the playing games start. You can bet on all these at mybookie.com. Lakers are first up. They're at the Pelicans. They're favored by 1.5 here. Mm-hmm. But if they lose this, they could potentially avoid the Denver Nuggets. Do you throw this game and then try to get into the other one?
You win the game.
I think you got to win the game.
You got to play the Nuggets regardless.
Yeah, if you want to win the championship, you do have to play the Nuggets regardless. And when would you rather play them? When your legs are freshest? Go to Denver when your legs are fresher and your lungs are fresher and you're less tired from a long season? Or do you want to go to Denver in the fucking Western Conference Finals when you're at the end of the rope, like you're at the end of the line? Like, I mean, they had no shot against Denver last year, especially in those games in Denver, because they're an old team. It's fucking hard to go up there. I remember the dudes on Inside the NBA. We're like, I know we're talking about the elevation, and people are kind of like, oh, yeah. Like, it's fucking real. Like, it's not a joke.
It is real. And it's fucking crazy up there. For these guys, whew.
Yeah, I would much rather, if you know you have to catch Denver, take them first.
Yeah.
Just knock them out.
Yeah, I think I agree. But a lot of people were saying, nah, skip Denver and then hope they lose to somebody else. I don't even know if Denver is going to lose at all, though.
It's a good conference, but I think they're everyone's back. They're probably better than last year in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
But I love the Lakers winning by more than 1 point against the Pelicans. Pelicans have been on a little bit of a slide. I don't trust them.
Yeah, I don't either. Lakers, we'll see if AD had an injury over the weekend.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was fine or whatever the fuck happened.
He
there,
also played his most games of a single season in his career.
He sure did.
76.
Yeah.
Never played more than that.
Yeah. So, man, with this fucking NBA playoff shit, this is when I start to get into it, me personally.
The NBA playoffs, look, the NBA regular season is ass. But the NBA playoffs are actually a blast, especially this year when...
It's been wide open the last couple of years.
Yeah. It's you know, Denver's the favorite, I assume. Maybe Boston, I guess.
Boston's easily the favorite.
Oh, yeah, because they have an easier path.
They're like even odds win the NBA Finals.
But
they're not going to win.
I don't think they're going to win.
I don't think they will, because I don't think that Tatum and fucking Jaylen Brown have it in them.
No.
Porzingis is good, whatever. But
yeah.
They don't got it.
I think they probably do win the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, probably.
Warriors Kings is after that Lakers game on Tuesday night. This is Warriors -2.5 at the Kings. Kings played great last year in the playoffs.
They're not good. They're fraudulent this year.
Okay.
The Kings are?
Yeah. I think the Warriors probably win that.
Warriors did beat them last year in the playoffs.
They did.
Warriors probably, Warriors Lakers are probably going to take those seeds, right? 7-8.
I think so. Look, it's hard to get a bet against Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Hard to bet against LeBron. I don't know what version of Zion's going to show up for any of this shit.
Adam Silver's going to make the call.
Has to.
Yeah.
You need LeBron. To. I mean, that play, it was
need Steph.
Nice for them to get a playoff run out of LeBron last year.
So Lakers will win the first game. Warriors win their game. And then Warriors play the Pelicans, right?
Yep.
And then Warriors win that.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I think, too. Wednesday night's game, Heat at your beloved 76ers. Mm-hmm. That spread is Philly minus 4.5. Is Embiid fully healthy?
Is he ever fully healthy?
You tell me.
I don't know. Not super pumped about that first round matchup if we do win with the Knicks, because the Knicks kind of have our number this year.
How does Jimmy Butler, though, against 76ers, this is a really fucking fun game, man.
I don't know what to expect out of the Heat. The Heat always turn it up in the playoffs.
I know. Yeah. I know. That's a very, very tough match here right out of the gate. And then right after that, you got Hawks at the Bulls.
If we lose to the fucking Heat, I think we'll take care of business.
Aren't the Hawks and Bulls both under 500, right?
Barely. 36 and 46 for the Hawks. That's how awful the East is, by the way.
The East is so fucking bad.
That the Hawks are in the playoffs at 36 and 46.
The East isn't as bad as we like to talk, like we used to think. It's the top. It's pretty top heavy.
It's not great.
I mean, it's the Bucks and the Celtics, and I mean the Knicks have some juice for sure, but
Cavs,
and then you gotta
buy the Cavs.
I don't know if I can buy the Cavs.
I don't believe the Cavs.
I love Donovan Mitchell. I loved watching, like, I watched more Western Conference playoff games than Eastern Conference playoff games, especially because those are on after the Braves are finished playing, and so I used to love watching the Jazz and Donovan Mitchell and all that shit. Rudy Gobert, I love him. I hope he makes a little run, but I don't know about it.
I don't either. Top seeds here as far as 1 through 6 out of the East. Boston's in at 1. New York Knicks at 2. Milwaukee Bucks at 3. Cleveland Cavaliers at 4. Orlando Magic.
Paolo.
5. Yeah, dude.
Paolo, and Franz. Wagner.
Wagner out of Michigan. And then Indiana Pacers there at 6. And then you got Philly, Miami, Chicago, Atlanta.
So we get a Bucks-Indiana series.
You might.
They have beef. No, 3-6.
Yeah, actually, you're right. Yeah. You're right.
They do have beef.
That'll be fun. And then Western Conference here. Oklahoma City did secure the 1 seed.
Crazy.
Denver Nuggets are the 2 seed. Same record. What happened there? Was there a head-to-head?
Yeah, it would be tiebreaker.
Okay. Yeah. Minnesota ended up finishing at 3rd. They were in it one pretty much the entire year, fell apart last
week.
There
was a three-way tie for first on the last day of the season.
Mm.
So it was all like tiebreakers, kind of that. I forget how it shook out, but going into the last game, all three of those teams were tied for the 1 seed.
Okay.
They were all tied for the best record.
Gotcha. Clippers at 4. Clippers are an interesting team here at 4.
Man,
if they stay healthy,
star power for sure. I guess. I mean, Kawhi.
Does Kawhi want to play?
Yeah. Does Kawhi care where he is?
No.
And that's kind of how I feel about the 5th seed here, which is Dallas. Dallas looked really fucking good. Kyrie Irving has looked great.
Dallas
these last
is feisty.
Few weeks. Yeah.
Dallas is an interesting fucking team.
So they're going to be really fucking fun to watch.
They don't really play defense, so that's going to probably hurt him in the playoffs, I'd imagine.
But him and Luka will score 80.
Sure.
And that'll be. That'll be tough. Phoenix is at 6, and then the play-ins are Pelicans at 7, Lakers at 8, Kings at 9, Golden State down there at 10. But yeah, way too early prediction here. Who you guys got winning it all?
I mean, I just kind of like the Nugs again, to be honest. Same. It's the same fucking team. Jokic is the best player on earth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you beat him.
Yeah, I'm going with Denver to win it all. Who you got, Delco?
And here's the thing, too. The number 1 seed in the West is, I don't think the Oklahoma City Thunder are going to make it to the Western Conference Finals, which means Denver probably has home court advantage, which is huge for them.
Yeah,
I'm going to go with one last run from the King.
For LeBron James?
I'm going Los Angeles Lakers are your NBA final champion.
Boy, I think you did that last year too.
No, I hate LeBron, but he's going to do it. He's still so good.
That'd be sick. I am going to make a point to watch as many Lakers games as I can this playoffs, because he just had his, what, 25th straight year of 25 points or more, something like
no
that.
No one's ever done more than 10 seasons, and he's doubled that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking insane.
He averaged 25.7 points a game, 8.3 assists a game.
And 7 boards.
Fucking A, dude. At 39?
Yeah.
God damn, man.
I don't, at some point, I know Jordan has six championships or whatever, but like, at some fucking point.
He's better.
He's like, you've got to acknowledge that he's playing longer, but on both ends of his career, by the way.
He's been to more finals.
Have you, can you really say that Michael Jordan was ready for the NBA at 18?
No.
Because LeBron was.
No, it's interesting. He had to build his body, Jordan did, to even last as long as he did.
Yeah, and look, he was he had some glorious college moments, game-winning, championship-winning shot and all that, but mm-hmm. like...
And especially if LeBron wins with this team, come on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It would be a big one if he
Your
did,
Your three
for
is
sure.
Austin Reeves?
For sure. It would be a big one. It would be a big deal if he did.
I'm kind of rooting for him. I'll root for the Lakers.
Yeah.
I'll root for the Lakers.
I'm turning on it. Like, I know he clowned me and everything, but... Got to cheer for greatness. Got to cheer for it.
Yeah, same. The weird thing, too, is like you take a guy like Zion Williamson. If he just worked out, he's a fucking... He would be a specimen that would be unstoppable.
Oh, he already is a specimen. His PER is, I think, one of the best ever.
But if he actually like cared, had a healthy diet and everything else, like, God, he could dominate everybody, so dude.
Too busy impregnating porn stars and eating... Like gumbo.
And that's the difference between a guy like LeBron and him, where you look at him and you're like, hey, bro, you were born with just as equally a great body and you chose to fuck off with it.
Right.
Didn't do anything.
Chose candy.
So fat his fucking shoe exploded.
Yeah, dude.
That was, yeah.
That was one of the greatest, 10 seconds of my life, because I bet the other team that night heavily. And to watch that happen, all those celebrities flew in, all those private jets flew in to see him, and then 10 seconds. He's out of the game and just
funny.
Deflated in there. Looking forward to it. That'll all start Tuesday night. Betting on all of it. I got the Lakers in that first round there. Come up against your boys, though, if they come up against Chet, I think the Lakers beat Oklahoma City.
Don't buy Oklahoma. They're still young, right?
Like, we love them. We love Chet, but yeah.
They're not ready.
Yeah.
They're not ready.
And honestly, if again, I love Chet, but against a healthy Anthony Davis?
For some reason, the playoffs always turn into an old man's game. So I'm going to go, I'm going to ride with the oldest man there is.
Yeah.
Okay.
NBA. Still fucking does it.
I know. He's going to be, and by the way, like we talk about like Tom Brady playing until 45 or whatever. Playing until 41 or 42 in the NBA is way more impressive.
LeBron's
than
also
quarterback.
Played an entire season in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Just going up and down a hard court. Every night on your knees and everything. No, it's brutal, dude. It's absolutely fucking brutal. It's amazing to see what he's done. And I'm looking forward to this. I don't give a shit about the NBA regular season at all.
No one does.
They've completely devalued.
NBA fans don't.
No, they don't.
It's weird, though, right?
I tune in to watch. I basically only watch games on TNT, and I tune in for the halftime shows.
The only person that watches regular season NBA is fucking Ryan Russillo, who turned off Caitlin Clark to watch, like, Kings Spurs or something.
Yeah, it's just
no need. She'll be top pick in the WNBA draft coming up here. Did I mention that? You could bet on it
any minute now. Actually, it's starting soon.
Yeah, it's I watched her on SNL. She was very good, by the way.
She
had a fun segment over the weekend.
Signed an apron for Michael Che, I believe, which is a solid.
The show has not been great in years, but that little segment was very good. She looked good on camera too. That was the first time I saw her with makeup on, like done up. And
I think
was
she's
like,
cute.
Holy shit.
I think she's cute. Yeah.
Same. A lot of people are saying reality's coming for her. No, it's not.
In
dude.
What way?
I know.
What? The WNBA isn't this hard ass league. Like, also, other people who were huge stars in college, like Diana Taurasi, I'm pretty sure, like, immediately came into the WNBA and
dominated.
Yeah. So. Should be.
She's a lot of. Diana Taurasi is a lot of talker shit.
She is. She's one of the best women's basketball players ever. I'm just saying, like,
when people are like, "Who is this whore talking shit about Caitlin Clark?" It's like, I don't know, one of the best WNBA players ever.
Whore.
One of the best female
whore.
Players of all time.
Whore. Shame. 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 It was Greeny, by the way, who said that the Lakers should lose this morning to Pelicans to avoid the.
Gotta have your take, I guess.
Yeah, it's just a hot take. Just fire from the hip, baby.
Why do show prep? Just come in and say what.
Come in and say just wild shit.
Why not? That's because then you could lose the second game and then you're out of the fucking playoffs.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Let's leave it all up to that.
Special shout out to in the NBA to my boy Grayson Allen. He's just signed a massive deal there.
I'm so happy for him. I'm so happy
for him. 4 years, $70 million extension with the Phoenix Suns.
It's so funny. It's so fucking funny.
God damn it, dude. He's going to make $100 million in his career.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, maybe more if he keeps playing past his 4-year contract.
And the funniest part about that is that, like, you heard knocks on JJ about, like, oh, we'll never be shit in the NBA. And I don't know. Some people thought that and for sure, but he could always shoot or whatever. But you really heard that about Grayson Allen, about, like, you dollar store JJ Redick. You aren't. You for sure.
He's got hops, though.
Aren't going to be shit in the NBA.
Yeah. He has the greatest.
It does matter.
Grayson has one of the greatest high school, like, mixtapes ever.
Yeah. And now he's a $100 million guy. He got the bag. Good for him.
He does need to get some more edge, though. Like, he needs to get some tats. He needs to, like,
no, it's funnier when he punches guys in the wieners without any tats or anything.
It is.
It looks like Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's the guy from One Tree Hill.
He looks like he owns the team.
The character from One Tree Hill.
You know what I mean? Like, he looks like the son of the team's owner.
Yeah.
And then he goes on the court and fucking balls.
$70 million they just gave him right before the playoffs, too.
It's earned, though. It's earned.
He did. No, it's completely earned.
I mean,
13 points a game.
Duncan Robinson got paid like $100 million for his, like, little playoff run he had.
Yeah.
And he has not shown up since.
Very true. Very true. But Grayson shows up night in, night out, and just fucking dominates, man.
He does his jobs. He does the little things.
He's the most reliable guy on the Suns.
Highest percentage three-point shooter in the NBA.
Pay that man.
No, he did.
Just means he doesn't take enough shots.
Nah, sure doesn't. It means he's careful.
I don't even know he's how he cautious. Gets it.
If you shoot that high, that is selfish, actually.
How do you even...
If you shoot over 40% from three, you're selfish because you're not shooting enough. Just keep throwing up shots.
Yeah.
He's got a team, guys. He's got Booker there. He's got Durant. A lot of mouths to feed.
Beal, too, right?
Beal.
I don't understand how he gets shots. Like, what shots are fucking left over for Grayson Allen?
Only one ball.
Yeah, and Nurkic is on the team, too.
I know.
Like, goddamn. Like, everyone's there.
13.5 points, 3.1 assists, 3.9 rebounds, and 33 minutes a game. Look at that. 28. He's 28 years old. Fuck.
He's not been in the league a minute.
God damn.
He did not come out of Duke as a freshman.
God damn.
Yeah, but he didn't stay all 4 years.
I don't think he did either, but.
Wow. How many guys made $100 million? Fucking A, dude.
It's a good career.
Great career.
Duke's a great school. A lot of successful graduates. Yeah.
Good for you,
Would you
Grayson
trade lives with Grayson Allen?
Yeah, everybody would. For $100 million? Fuck yeah.
But you got to look like Grayson Allen.
I think he's a decent looking dude.
$100 million gets you pussy that looks can't.
Sure is. Sure is, dude. Oh, yeah,
fame, too, by the way. The fame and the $100 million.
Yes.
And youth.
Shaving 10 years off my life.
Yeah. I'm taking it. I'm all in on Grayson Allen's life. Let's go.
Grayson wakes up in my house one day and starts kicking my kids in the dick.
Yeah. Grayson's taking PJs to the Masters, dude. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He probably went for that Thursday.
It's a nice airport.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Augusta?
It's not bad.
It's nice.
That little breakfast Sammy I had on sourdough was very good out of there. Shout out to the Back Nine. It was the name of the place we ate at inside that airport. Had to remember it, obviously, because it's golf-related there. But, congratulations. NBA playoffs start tomorrow.
NHL playoffs soon.
NHL playoffs are coming up here.
You got
tons of fun.
Speaking about firing from the hip, let's go.
You want to?
Hot NFL.
Avalanche,
hot NHL
baby.
You got Avalanche? All right.
I don't know if that's really going out on a limb. They just won a Stanley Cup.
Probably hard to repeat.
No, they didn't repeat. Last year was the Golden Knights.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
But 2 years ago, Avalanche.
Actually, you know who I'll take because I think they are kind of lacking in a Stanley Cup recently. Maybe is the Bruins keep kind of choking.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of Boston teams are choking nowadays.
Yeah. Although honestly, might be rooting for the Rangers, my boy Vladdy Tarasenko. I'm not rooting for anyone from the West.
A lot of people are rooting for the Rangers.
The fuck are you rooting for the Rangers for?
Just as a resurgence, New York needs a win.
Gross.
New York
fucking
needs something
gross.
Right now. They need something.
Although they do love
the Knicks.
I said Tarasenko's on the fucking.
They do love the Knicks. No, I'm taking Carolina this year. Carolina Hurricanes.
All right.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah.
Love them. I love them. I enjoy going to the games. I enjoy the arena, and very very fun team to watch in real life. So yeah, I'm going with them. I picked the Golden Knights last year. I won.
We all have.
I love the Golden Knights. That's the best hockey experience you could have.
That's what I heard.
For real, dude.
That's what I heard. Vegas is a good sports town.
It's a great fucking arena. It's built like a Gladiator Stadium, so it doesn't even matter if you're in the fucking last row. You're just looking down on the players, and you feel like you're a part of the action. They mic up the entire rink, so you can hear every fucking shot. It's loud as fuck in there. There's a private club up there. There's a Dre's.
I've never been.
Yeah, there's a Dre's up there.
I just know I miss going to professional sports games.
It's fucking fun, dude.
It's not looking promising for my Flyers to make the playoffs. They got one game left, I think.
You guys were in.
We're tied.
Okay.
We're tied with like four other teams for the last wild card spot.
I'll ride with the Fly. Ride the Flyers.
We'll see. We'll see.
We wish you the best.
They have two. I think a lot of teams have two games left. We have one. Ah. So we need to
better get those three.
Get that 3 points.
Or is it 2 points? It might be 2 points.
I know. I don't the remember. Sixers are going to be out in the first round. Bad year for Philadelphia. Philly's off to a horrible start up there.
We're 8-8.
Yeah.
We're terrible. Like a game back of the Braves.
Barely 500 up there.
We keep
barely
losing. 500 the Pirates. Organization. Pirates are good, I guess.
Pirates are just on a little run.
I mean, look, I'm
they
looking.
Smashed us. They fucking took, they hit a grand slam off Wheeler yesterday.
God, the Braves are 9-5. You guys are already just falling behind, just all the way down the division.
Negative run differential for the Phillies. Not what
I mean, we never really start out hot in April.
Terrible season for those guys.
Your second half team.
Yeah. We are. Well, I mean, we'll just beat your ass in the fucking wild card, but whatever. We're divisional round.
Yeah, Eagles not looking so great. It's a rough year for Philly sports, man. Rough year.
Just re-signed Devonta Smith.
He deserved it. Great player. One of the best wide receivers I ever saw in college in real life. Mm-hmm. Holy shit, that guy's good. He definitely deserved that money. Thanks for tuning in, kids. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. Look, if you got money back from taxes today, because it's tax day, sign up for MyBookie.com. Make sure to use that promo code DRINKITBROS to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. For Hot Bob, Delco Dan, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Monday Morning Recap. Good morning, everyone.